I knew. I know each morning we kind of think about what we want to bring in and chat about, whether it's something personal that's happening in our life or some personal experience that we've had that might help others. And Keelan, we were, you know, I was talking with you this morning and what you were going to share and thought, yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Well, Tina,
maybe somebody else can learn and avoid this craziness.
It's kind of it's pocket judgments, and can I change my mind? I want to change my mind. I want to keep it happy.
Okay, we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay,
no pocket judgments.
Well, you guys are going to have to wait until next show. That's a good. What do you call that when? Yes, I lost my train of thought, but you'll just have to tune in next week to hear about that.
To pocket judgments. Yeah. It's really scary.
So what are you
going to
talk
depressing.
About during Money Chat?
I thought I would talk about this invitation I got recently in Canada. So as everybody knows, I talk a lot about soccer. Mm-hmm. I'm like recovering from injuries professionally, it seems, at this point. But I think the problem is I just come out and play this high level Division I like once or twice. Recently pulled a groin muscle, got all depressed about it. And I was like, maybe I'm just old and I need to hang up the boots and just, you know, just getting too old. And then
you're a lot younger than I am and you always will be. So stop saying that.
Well, for a soccer player's career, I'm an old fogey.
Okay. All right.
So,
fair enough.
I don't know if that's politically correct, but, yeah, so recently I got an invite that I'm going to represent England in an international over 30 tournament in Canada. So
so proud to have you as my co-host.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm a little nervous, but like it's just like anything in life. Sometimes when you get a deadline, like you're pushed to like. So I'm thinking, man, I got to lose some pounds. Mm-hmm. I got to get back in shape. I got to heal my groin. So when it's all dark and thinking, oh, I'm going to stop. Now it's like maybe I'll have this really amazing peak of a career that I could add to my trophy case once and for all. And it's in July and I'm super excited about it.
That's so great. You know, I'm just not going to talk about what I was going to talk about, which is really awesome. So you'll definitely have to tune in next week. I was going to talk about appraisals, but I want to touch base on what you said, because I am so proud of you, Keelan.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You know, it's just really great to be associated and have such a powerful team. We've got Victoria here that does a lot of magic behind the scenes. We've got Mark back at the office and Lisa back at the office that coordinate our loans. And it's just nice. I think we're all very unique and special in our own way, and just bring a lot of dynamic to the team. And I'm just, I've said it before during Money Chat, but it was an appropriate time. I'm just really proud of what we have. But also I want to make a comment on what you said about, because I, you know, have my coaching program, which regular listeners know about that. And it was the why behind it was to help our main business partners, which are real estate agents, in sharing my philosophy of high time management and business efficiency in the spirit of one timing, which we're always trying. What one timing means is to do something once so you can consider it a one and done. If you're not one timing, you're doing the same activities multiple times, duplicating your efforts and wasting valuable time. And then it has that ripple effect onto your family, onto your community and everything else. So it either can be a really good thing or a really bad thing if you're not doing it. And you had mentioned procrastination. And I always say because a lot of us, especially as entrepreneurs, we're perfectionists and feel that everything that we do has to be perfect, when the reality is nothing's going to be perfect. And that's in the spirit of one timing. And how you eliminate being a perfectionist is you always are committing to doing something else for somebody else. And somebody that is so important that you do not have a connection with personally, because then you can kind of back down and make an excuse why it didn't happen. But somebody that you really respect, that you could not let this person down, because the effect that it's going to have on your business or your reputation is going to be huge. And I mentioned that because you just said, and you're all these different things that you're thinking about with your health and to make yourself in top shape to get out there and represent this opportunity that you've been given because you deserve it. So do that in everything in life, is commit to whatever you're trying to accomplish, commit to somebody very important that you would never let down, because it's going to have an effect on your reputation, and you'll never perfectionist. It's not an issue ever. So
Tina,
anyways, there's my Money Chat today.
Can I add something to that? I was just thinking about this. I should know better with what we do and how we think professionally. Isn't it interesting how overnight my mindset changed? And I wasn't cognizant of it, but overnight, just that invite, nothing changed. It's just a tournament.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, my career's not over. And, you know, you can't get in great shape at 36.
Yeah.
And it's just be cognizant and careful of your mindset.
I love that. So true. Love that. All right. So that's our money chat. Coming up next on the Money Hour, we have, is it a hot or cold market? Amy Morrison with Compass right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.